All right, it's time for Cheers 2. You call in with someone you want to give cheers to, and then we pick one caller, and they're going to win this time. Again, great prize, a pair of tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th, Funky Buddha Brewery. These are $55 each ticket. And you will have the time of your life. You go every year. It's a pilgrimage for beer lovers,
oh,
and for Funky Buddha lovers.
Make sure you Uber.
Sure. Make sure you Uber.
No exaggeration.
Because they're going to feed you beer.
100 different beers, and you have as much as you want. No exaggeration.
Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th, Funky Buddha Brewery. All right. I will tell you first, my cheers to is fairly simple. But it's to the Florida Panthers. They are the only team right now performing well in South Florida. They're the only team that gives me any kind of hope. I don't have much hope right now in the Miami Heat, the Miami Hurricanes, or the Miami Dolphins. And so I give cheers to, give me a little cheers to there, Falero. Cheers to the Florida Panthers. They're on a 4-game win streak. They play tonight. You can hear tonight's game, by the way, on 790 The Ticket, because you will hear the Hurricanes basketball game on this radio station. But I give cheers to the Florida Panthers. Who are you giving cheers to?
I'm giving cheers to people that know the rules of the road. Out in my town of Davie, late at night, there's a lot of blinking lights because there's not a lot of traffic. People stop at that damn yellow blinking light.
Mm-mm.
It gets on my nerves.
Hate that.
I hate it. Stop stopping at that yellow blinking light. And then the same people that drive through the red blinking light know the traffic rules. You're a grown-ass person. Understand that a yellow blinking light, honestly, I don't want to tell people the wrong thing. It really means nothing. Keep riding. Look
just
around.
Caution. But you
caution.
Don't have to, just caution.
It's like when you're walking around a lake in South Florida, you're cautious of gators.
Right. You look every now and then, but you don't stop walking.
But you still deal with your life. Deal with your life. Know the traffic rules. If you know that a blinking yellow light means just be cautious and keep rolling, and a red blinking light means it's a stop sign, a four-way stop. Know the rules, anybody that does. Cheers to people that know the damn traffic rules, because they got on my nerves last night.
By the way, to piggyback on that, because I go home every day, I take Ives Dairy to 95. So you get Ives Dairy. When you're merging onto I-95 from a merge lane, right? Like you do on Ives Dairy.
Yeah.
As you're merging, you wait till the solid line ends before you go left onto I-95. So if there's six cars in line and the sixth car in line decides to go over the warning lines and then all of a sudden takes everybody's place, it throws off the entire merge. Throws off the merge. What are you selling, fruit cups?
Happens to you.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Hate that. I hate that. All right, cheers to people that know the rules of the road.
Know the rules.
Valero, who are you giving cheers to?
Yesterday during the Heat 76ers game, I don't know if you guys watched this, but Markelle Fultz from the 76ers.
The free throw.
That free throw is a work of art, man. The way he gets people to commit lane violations, man, with that pump fake. I give my cheers to Markelle Fultz.
Yeah, cheers to Markelle Fultz. That's as entertaining a single free throw as you will ever see in the NBA.
Me and my wife were talking. I said, hold on. I got to watch this again. He just pump faked a free throw.
That is as entertaining a free throw as you will ever see in the NBA. All right, let me go to the callers here. We will pick one caller to win the pair of tickets for the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Festival, January 12th from Funky Buddha Brewery. All right, line one. Is that Pete Falero?
Yes, it is.
All right, Pete, you're on 560 WQAM, Pete.
Yeah, cheers to Channing. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to validate it.
All right, don't just be kissing ass. Like, validate it.
I'm going to validate it. Every time I bump into him at Walmart on Griffin, he knows this. He's in the 10-item line. He's got 20 items. He gets his little kid to sit in back.
No.
So when he reaches 10 items, he goes, hey, get the rest of the 10.
No.
So he goes, oh, yeah. Wait a second.
So Crowder, he does more than 10 items, and then he tells his 5-year-old kid.
I do 10, and little Channing does 10.
He's got no money. He's 5 years old.
He gives me that smile like, hey, come on, man. You know you do this sometimes.
You know what happens? These ex-athletes, they think that they run the world.
Oh, he winks at me.
There you go. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you got to say that Walmart, man. They have two lanes open.
Come on,
and then
man.
The one lady, she has thumbs.
That,
She's come a on, seal.
I'm spreading the cheer. I'm spreading the cheer, Channing. Come on now.
But how's that a cheer? I love it, but I don't know how you're giving him cheers to breaking the rules.
Anyways.
Hold on.
10 for me. 10 for Little Chance.
Hold on there, Pete. And this is Italian Pete on the next line?
Yes.
All right, Italian Pete, you're on 560 WQAM.
The real Pete. Hey, I'm giving cheers to Caris LeVert. He needs a drink after that leg injury.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see, though, we were just talking about during the commercial break, he will not need surgery, and he'll be back this season.
Well, then we can drink.
Caris LeVert got a bad leg injury last night. Man, that was rough to watch. Have you watched it yet?
No.
Flair was going to show it to you.
I saw a steal shot. You know Derrick Rose has been on the court for that shot last night, and he was there for Paul George's injury and another and Gordon Hayward.
So he's just bad luck.
He's been on the court for all three of those injuries, and he injures his damn self all the time.
So stay away from Derrick Rose.
He's
if
a
you
demon. He's a demon. I've seen enough movies.
Jay, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, I give a cheers to all. The wives and girlfriends, may they never meet.
Don't know what you're speaking about,
wives
PJ.
Wives and
but,
girlfriends, I get may the, I they get, never meet.
I get the concept.
Is line four County or Anthony?
Anthony.
Was there a caller named County? Or?
Yeah, I might have gotten it wrong. Could have been Courtney, but.
County.
County.
All right, but it's Anthony. Anthony, you're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you guys doing?
How's it going, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm gonna bring down the tone a little bit. I gotta give my cheers to all that emergency medical responders out there on the West Coast.
Yeah,
I live in Cali. I know those fires are real bad right now. I got family and friends out there. I know it's tough out there, but you know, I definitely gotta give my cheers to all emergency medical responders. You know, firefighters, police officers, all those guys.
That
out
is
there.
A strong cheers too. We all see the video of what's going on there. It's crazy when you see those plumes of smoke that are miles away, and it's the entire backdrop of the video that you're looking at. That is staggering. Oh, my man, Umberto. Why are you laughing, Umberto? You're on 560 WQAM.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Nice to talk to you guys again.
Umberto.
Umberto.
Yes, senores. I would like to actually give a cheers to the quarterbacks of the Miami Dolphins. Because of their actions, we will have not only new quarterbacks, but maybe new coaches as well.
All right. Because of the Dolphins quarterback's performance, you may see new quarterbacks and new coaches. Umberto gives cheers to you. And Pasquale, you're on 560 WQAM.
I give cheers to Jamie Eisengard for helping me win in fantasy this week. And Pete Prisco is still a crook. He tried to sell his own mother to me. Get out.
Pete Prisco tried to sell his mother to Pasquale.
Hey, don't talk about
nobody's
mom.
Seems strange. Pasquale gives cheers to Jamie Eisenberg, fantasy football guru. All right, so we've got someone giving cheers to Channing Crowder for abusing the 10 items or less aisle. I don't know how that's cheers.
Isn't
to.
Isn't it per person?
No,
it's
no.
per person. It's does per your, person.
Does your son have a job?
Man, he gets money every Christmas.
How did he get to Walmart?
He walked.
He walked. Somebody gives cheers to Caris LeVert. Horrific injury yesterday. Somebody gives cheers to all the wives and girlfriends and hopes they never meet. Somebody gives cheers to all the emergency medical responders on the West Coast who are doing a fantastic job. Somebody gives cheers to all the QBs for the Miami Dolphins because he believes that will lead to a house cleaning. And someone gives cheers to fantasy football guru Jamie Eisenberg. I'm going to go with number one, the guy who gave cheers to you. I don't think it makes any sense, but I enjoyed the story. I like hearing about, you know, how Crowder always talks about being a man of the people and blah, blah, blah. And then you find out, oh, I'm big NFL guy. I'll just go into the 10-item aisle and have 20 items.
It says 10 items per person.
It does not say 10 items per person. It does not.
Chan has his own cart.
No, he does not.
He does not.
No 5-year-old walks around with their own shopping cart.
He's 7. He's 6'1".
I give my vote for number one there, Pete.
You know what? I got to put Larry on a bad place because he has to break the tie. I'm going with Jay. The wives and girlfriends never meet.
Wives and girlfriends, hopefully they never meet.
Because we that don't means, live that way, but no, Falero.
Falero, you get to be the tiebreaker.
Woohoo! I go with Pasquale.
Pasquale is line six. No, that's not. No,
you can't do it.
Tiebreaker, Brenda Snipes. You're the tiebreaker. You're throwing my whole election off.
Who's Brenda Snipes?
Well, now we do this too much.
I want Pasquale to win.
No,
I like his
one
name.
Or three.
Pete.
Pete yes. is one. All right, there you go. Pete, congratulations.
Thanks, guys.
I appreciate you sharing that
Pete,
story.
Like, honestly, Pete, I always have a lot of fishing and, lures. So, like, if I have bags of fishing lures.
No. Each one is an item.
Oh. You had the seven-year-old bringing up the rear. You had to use a little kid's cart in the back of it.
See, I mean, it's just ridiculous, Pete.
Right.
You've got two tickets, Pete. Great prize for you. Two tickets to the Maple Bacon Coffee Porter Thanks. Festival, courtesy of Funky Buddha Brewery. That's on January 12th. And what is your favorite sports radio station?
WQAM.
Look at that. Like we planned it.
That's my Davyite over there.
Brady Quinn is scheduled to join us in the next segment. We can talk about that Miami Dolphins quarterback situation that one of those callers was talking about. Brady Quinn, we'll always enjoy talking with him. He's next.